podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Speaking of living, let's bring to the microphone a young man who I've known since he was about, how old were you when you won that guitar?
I was 10 years old.
Holy crap. So little Steven, and then he started working around the radio station. And he spends his summers here, but he's a college student now, so you're all grown up off at CU.
For the most part.
And you asked me an interesting question, and we thought we would go ahead and just shoot it out on the airwaves here. You wanted to know why you got no game, as you put it. You said, I got no game.
Right. Emily asked me about a girl up in Boulder that I might be wanting to see when school starts back up.
Well, you might want to see her, or you do want to see her?
Well, I do want to see her, and I just didn't know what my next move was because I got no game. Mm. And I don't have issue with approaching and ice breaking and getting a number. My thing is the next steps before,
you can't just go from asking her for a number to making out with her. There's got to be something in between.
There's
right?
a middle ground.
Right. There's a middle ground.
Although at CU, I'm not so sure. Yeah. You might just ask for a number and she just might start making out.
That middle ground is called shots.
Sometimes. But I don't know. There's folks that are better at that than me. And I just want to know why, if you have game and what do you call it and how it can work.
How I'm do getting, you get the game?
How do I get game?
Right. Not the rapper, if for all those listening, but the actual game.
Game.
Little Steven says he's got no game. First of all, I want to know a little bit about this girl. What makes her so special?
I don't know. She.
Her cup yes, size.
Is she beautiful?
I longed at her from across the classroom. And I slowly, throughout the semester, had conversations. And it was tough because, never mind, but.
Why are you all nervous and shy about this?
Just thinking about her.
What's her name? Huh?
What's her first name?
Come on,
she's Anna. Still sleeping.
Anna.
Are you just making that up?
I think she's in Barcelona right now.
Do you call her Anna Banana?
But she's a year older, I don't know.
Did she just make up that name?
No, I did not make up that name.
That is her name.
I can show you on Facebook.
You just opened that door.
So you started out this conversation by saying I have no problem approaching a gal, getting the number, and that's okay with me. But you just said that you've been lusting after for a year and you can't even get
a semester. But
so you can't make the next move.
A semester is months. Months is not good phone number getting skills, little Steven.
I still got the number. That counts for
Do you
something.
Know if she's got a boyfriend?
I don't know.
Okay. I mean, not that that's important. You could steal her away.
So
it's college, right?
Right. So. I count myself decent at conversation with anyone. But when it comes to more romantic interests, I do freeze up a little bit.
Is that where the game comes into play?
Right. The
you
game.
Need romantic game.
Can I just say it here? Because I worked with little Steven all last summer, and I like to think that I taught him a few things about the ladies.
No,
she didn't.
And, well, obviously, it didn't stick with Anna. But here's the thing. I adore you, and whatever girl you end up with is a lucky, lucky lady. But you are terrified of women. You have no confidence, and I think that's why the game is nowhere to be found.
Well, first off, thank you, but
I think,
is she right? Are you terrified of women?
I don't think it's terrified.
You should hang out with me and not Emily.
Right. You should be learning from the master over there.
Right. And then, poor kid's going to end up in jail.
What?
Really? I think that women really do intimidate you.
Are you scared of women?
Not scared. There is always a little anxiety, and I think there is for a lot of people, for most people. But I don't think it's
not
pure
for confident
fear.
Guys.
So what are you equating game M with confidence?
Sure,
that's just game is confidence.
Absolutely.
So how does the poor kid get some confidence?
Wait. Before we get to that step, I want to know these guys that you want to emulate, and you talk about what game they have with the ladies.
Yeah.
Give me an example. Give me an example of their game. Can you recreate if they went up to Anna?
Here,
what they
pretend
would
I'm Anna.
Hi, Steven.
What's up?
You look nice today.
What would your friends do?
What is their game?
I don't know. It's tough to describe. It's an intangible. For instance, my roommate, I watched him kind of get his now girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And they would do these cutesy little things like.
I can't wait to see
this. Did you just
say
cutesy?
Hold on. Is this the roommate that you told me about?
Well,
no,
tell me the roommate's game.
Yeah, we gotta know.
he would just play really cutesy things like, oh, hey, you should like do this with me. Like, and
color?
If she says something like that. Yeah.
With me.
And if she says something where he's like, oh, what, you don't like me like that? And these little kind of things like that, that I feel like is game that for some reason females attach on to.
Steven, I just want you to focus on your studies right now. They said, just focus on your
schoolwork. You're a double major.
You're going to gain your confidence. Just focus on your studies.
Well, it's got to. I feel like you got to workshop your confidence in game in college. It's a good time to do that.
Absolutely. But your style is going to be yours. Mr. Cutesy Roommate Pants is probably not a good person
You'll
to emulate because he sounds
own.
A little annoying, to be honest with you.
He's a good guy. He's a great guy.
Yeah, he's cutesy.
I think the problem might be is that you're focusing on this so-called game rather than just asking a girl out and going out and having fun. You're all worried about having to look suave and cool and what kind of fun lines you're going to say, when I don't believe deep down inside any woman wants to have somebody who's got, quote, game. I think they would prefer a good,
genuine
guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rather than some guy's going to come up and do all the moves and have all the cutesy
but it
things
works
to say
for them sometimes. Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Let me put it this way: where I consider myself an acquired taste. I feel I don't make perfect first impressions with either gender, and so with females it is a little harder. Where the acquired taste comes through more casual, constant interactions.
Yes.
You
and so quit worrying about game and
dates,
ask her out.
Dates are not casual.
So you're smothering them.
They're tough to do constantly.
You,
they're intense. They're sometimes intense.
You need to just own how what you just said, that you're quirky and your first impressions are always going to be just a little off, and you need to own that and don't ever change that. And the more you own that and the more you accept and love that you're the weird guy who has, like, you know, the Disney soundtrack in your phone, then the more confident you're going to be, and the more ladies are going to be like, God, I really like that different,
and
odd, sweet
she's
guy.
Right. I mean, you're thinking that the women want to be with guys who got game, and they don't. There are some women, yes, but they're not the women you want to be.
Is that true about the Disney soundtrack?
No.
Okay, I just want to clear that up, because that's not going to get you any tail. Hey, Anna, you want to hear the Little Mermaid soundtrack?
So I want you to call up Anna. I want you to just take her somewhere, meet her somewhere for coffee, but quick, like a 30-minute coffee thing, so you don't have to drag out a 2-hour conversation with her. 30-minute coffee thing, let her do most of the talking, listen to her, be a good listener and stuff like that, and then then when that coffee date is over, have your second date lined out that it is an event, something you're going to, so that you don't have to,
it's good,
like, wow her with this brilliant conversation, but meet her for coffee for 30 minutes, right, Emily?
Right.
30 minutes, and then the second one should be, we're going to go to such and such event together.
Leave her wanting more after the coffee.
Yeah.
And then,
this is game, though.
Interaction. Don't you dare try to say something cutesy or gamey or cool.
Don't use a line on her.
No lines. You're too nice for that. You don't need
just
that.
Be yourself with your good hair.
I'm going to call up Anna. Where's Anna's number?
We should call her now.
She's out of the country.
One of our interns in our promotions department, little Steven, he's 20 years old, going to see you. There's a lady there at school named Anna who's beautiful. And he just showed us the picture on Facebook.
Yeah, she's really pretty.
Part of the problem is that you've talked to her a few times, you've had her in a class, and you haven't friended her on Facebook, which...
That's your first step, buddy.
One easy move. You've showed us her picture. She's beautiful.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. It's this casual interaction initially.
Yeah, so you send her a Facebook thing and a message with it. Hey, had you in class? Enjoyed talking to you. You know, see you soon. Real casual. Yeah, she'll be like, she'll accept your friend request. Make sure you clean up your Facebook page first. Get all your stupid photos off there.
It's already clean.
Okay, good.
Promise.
Here's Bella, who's 21 years old. Bella, how's it going?
Hi. It's going good.
What do you got to say to little Steven?
I think my advice would be, as somebody else who is also single, I'll just throw that out there. But I would just not worry about having game necessarily, but just focus on, you know, having confidence, just like you do you. And I think everybody's working on that. But if you really like her and care about her, then tell her that. Don't worry about, like, trying to be cool and using all the pickup lines, because I think that's what girls really what girls really want to hear is that somebody
is real.
Somebody cares about them and is interested, and not necessarily like, oh, like, hey, what are you doing Friday night? Oh, like, what, you don't like me? Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, like, that's so silly. I don't even want you. If you resort to those stupid little games, Stephen, I will not let you in this radio station again.
He will shove you down, Stephen.
Right. Bella, good luck to you. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks.
So it's that easy? You just go up to her and be like, I really like you. Is it that easy, Em?
Yes. Stephen, if you were to come up to just be like, hey, Anna, Banana, I just want to let you know. I know we had this class all this last semester, and I
think you're so cool.
I think you are so cute, and I would really love to spend some time with you.
That doesn't work, though?
No, I don't want to. Don't go up to her and say, I think you're so cute.
That part's not the issue. It's like the actual date and the initial part,
not the issue. You're psyching yourself out there, hot
stuff. Dating's the easy part.
Hold on a second. Here's Tina. Hello, Tina. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dom. Good morning.
Good morning. What do you want to tell little Stephen?
Well, Stephen, you have to be true to yourself. And if you are true to yourself, other people will see that you're sincere, and other people will see that you are not a player. You don't want to have game. You want to be true to yourself.
Well, the thing is, too, Tina, you might back me up on this. If he's like playing some role on the first two or three or four dates, eventually you got to be yourself. And then she's seeing two different people. So why not just be yourself from the beginning?
Exactly. I agree with you, Dom. Stephen, you sound like a great guy. Just be true to yourself. Any woman will fall in love with you for who you are.
Tina, anybody you want to set Stephen up with?
I would love to. I'll give you a call later, Dom.
Tina, have a great day.
You do.
Thanks for being on the show.
Really? I mean, if you were just going to go out with a group of friends and there was a girl there, like, what would you guys do on a Friday night? You'd go bowling or to a restaurant or to a movie.
Roller skating.
What do you kids do?
Go to the skate park.
Hang out. Have some pizza.
It's college. You would hang out in somebody's dorm room, right? And just play video games and eat pizza.
I don't want to sound like an old guy, even though I'm the old guy, but I will tell you this. I think that one of the things that has hurt young people's interaction is that they have gone away from dating and everything is now group hangout. Right. And so people sometimes are like, how do I get to know this person? Because it's not about dates anymore. It's about 12 people getting together.
That's not a bad thing,
but
I don't think.
But it's only that. And I'm saying you got to get to some point where it's just the two of you. Screw this whole group stuff. That's why I said start by taking her to coffee for 30 minutes.
The reason why I brought up the group thing is because I think you're overthinking it. You got to think of something that you would normally do on a Friday night with people that you're comfortable with, and then take that situation and put little Anna right next to you. And then have a good time. Get to first base.
Here's Crystal. Hi, Crystal.
Hi there. How you doing this morning?
We're great. What do you want to say to Stephen?
Stephen, just be natural to this young lady. You know, go up and talk to her and say, hey, you know, here's my name. I'd like to get to know you. Would you like to go out? I do agree with the coffee idea. You know, my fiance, he has no game.
But he's just himself, right?
And he loves coffee.
And he's got a fiance.
He's completely himself. I met him online, and the first message he sent to me is, I don't know that he'll even message me back because I am completely blind.
Well, there's a nice breaker.
Wow. That's different.
That took a different turn.
Let me say this. On the couple dates that I've been on, I don't have a problem being myself. It's just myself happens to be better interacting with guys.
You know, just be sweet. I mean, pay for the coffee.
All right. Listen, Crystal, thank you. Congratulations on your engagement, too.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on the show. Well, maybe you take Anna's brother out for coffee.
There's a girl out there who your weird interaction with is going to be good. Disney soundtrack,
here's,
see?
Here's Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. What do you want to say?
Stephen, I think you know, that's part of the game. You have a little bit. You've gotten her phone number. You have her attention. So that's part of it. I think the next step you need to do is, I agree with everyone, with the coffee. And then take her out to where you guys have fun. You can be yourself. Mm-hmm. She can see her quirky side. That way she can feel comfortable and she can open up around you. And you guys can talk from there and something else will spark from that.
What about, so you go to see you, how about if it's something as
simple
as, thank you, you read my mind, go to coffee, and then the next thing you do is you go to a CU football game together, because it's an event, there's a big crowd,
they're going to win.
Who are they playing first? CSU?
No, they're not playing them first.
Who are they playing first this year?
I don't know who's first. I know Hawaii's.
Oh, yeah, they'll whip Hawaii. So just take her to the Hawaii game, and then everybody's in a good mood.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you guys are together. You're hanging out and having fun.
Yes.
Don't be a face painter, though. Don't do that.
Yeah, just have confidence, but don't be cocky. Just be yourself. I mean, like I said, she already knows who you are. Yeah. She already knows, you know what I mean? You're already in.
You don't know, Stephen. She might be right now be thinking about you and wondering why you won't ask her out.
Why you haven't called yet.
Yeah. I like that guy, little Stephen, but how come he won't call?
He's scared of me.
Why won't he ask me out?
What if she's nice weirder than you?
Could be.
Yeah, she might chew with her mouth open.
She's a drooler.
Jeff, have a great day.
Thanks. You do the same. Good luck,
Stephen. How long ago did you get the phone number?
It was right after our final in that class.
How did you get her number?
So it's been a while.
How did you get a phone number?
I was hanging around after the final. I was like, oh, wow, that was terrible. Like, that was a tough final. And then chatted for a minute and then got her. I was like, hey, get your number if you're around here this summer. She's like, well, I'm going
to Spain. Do you guys text?
And she...
We haven't really.
Give me your phone.
Text her.
Give me your phone.
Don't give him your phone.
No, don't do it.
I'm going to send her a text.
She's out of the country.
I don't care. She'll get it when she
still
gets
back.
She'll
get it.
He doesn't have that plan on his phone. That's a very expensive text message.
No. Text her right now.
Text her right now. So we were talking about you on the radio. Let's go grab coffee when you get back.
You were on the radio?
Dude, you have the biggest in right now. You've been on the radio talking about her.
This is going to be a podcast, right? Do you ever email? Send her this podcast.
You could send her the email.
Do you know how many people would love to be on the Dom in the Morning show to talk about the person of their dreams? And you just did.
You're going a bit drastic here.
No, it could be weird. It's not.
You know, it's fun.
You're weird.
She'll laugh about it.
What if you guys get married? Come on, get married to her.
Set up by the Dom in the Morning show.
Yes. Absolutely. Her pants are falling off as we speak.
She's with another guy in Spain, though.
She's not in Spain with another guy, is she?
I don't know. I don't think so.
All right. Well, a lot of times trips enough. Like that break people up because they're very stressful.
My name is Ricardo.
Yeah, you can't compete with an accent.
I have what you call game. Would you mind oiling my back, Anna?
I need traffic. So,
come here, Chris.
Little Steven, you're done.
Goodbye, Steven.
Good luck to you.
All right.
Nothing's
going to happen with that at
petrified.
All.
He's petrified.
Confidence, little love.
Jeff, the caller, said it best. Confidence, but not cocky. Right?
Put that on a t-shirt.
And wear it to coffee with her.
I'm confident, yet not cocky.
Right there on the shirt.
It says I'm confident on the front, and then when you walk away on the back, it says dot, 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 but not cocky.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.